Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Good morning. Welcome to another session of Adventures in Companionship with myself, Rifil, and the amazing Dr. Bill Prize. Good morning and welcome, Doc.
Good morning, and it's absolutely again a privilege to be with you, to see you on the other side of the glass.
Absolutely.
And in sorting out all the operational stuff for me, thank you so much, Rafil. I really appreciate that. And absolutely. To the listeners, hope you're well, hope you're safe, hope you're healthy, and I hope you are aware of everything that's happening around you. So today, we're going to be looking and just pausing a moment and having a time of reflection in terms of looking back, because we've only got another two other sessions after this one. And then we've completed our series on Adventures in Companionship. The beauty of companionship and putting the word adventures into the sentence or into the title is, I think, because of what relationships need to be all about. So, sadly, we default into mediocrity, and we do hope that the program has helped you to murder mediocrity and to really change your life and your lifestyle and the way in which you do interpersonal relationships. Because we've been formed and made and shaped and created to be in relationship with, but we've got another word that we add to the word relationship. It's the word connection. And we're looking at the role of being together or togetherness, which is a process of companionship, which then develops from just being an acquaintance, going through to a friend, going through to a very good friend, going through to a best friend, going through to your soulmate or the person that you're deciding to have a very, very long-term relationship with. And when we pay attention to the journey as a listener to the radio station, it's a journey of companionship. It's a journey of let's talk together, let's walk together, let's be together. And when we look at the companionship journey, it's basically keeping the heartthrob of the relationship alive. On the one hand, the radio station is providing content, is providing programs that you as a companion choose, and you decide whether you're going to listen and then whether you're going to respond, whether you're going to respond in social media. And the recent surveys that have been done with this particular radio station shows that there is a huge amount of people who are in the age bracket of around about 24 right through to about 38, 39, somewhere around there. And so we're working with and dealing with amazing, vital companions, not saying that those that are in the older bracket are not vital and those that are younger are not vital. When we look at our relationship, our togetherness, our journey, we realize that both of us come into the journey with one question, and that's, of course, what's in it for me? I guess from the station's point of view, the what's in it for me is wrapped up in their why, and their why is to be able to share the good news and to help people have a good news experience and have a good news relationship with the God that loves them and that cares for them and that provides for them. On the other hand, the what's in it for me as a listener, I'm wondering, well, what is it in this process for you? And having had a chat and spoken to a few, I've realized that people listen to the radio stations I know that my wife listens, and we listen most weekends to various radio stations so that we can gain information. We listen so that we can enjoy the music. We listen that we can be empowered. We listen so that we can be enlightened. We get a lot of information from radio stations about what life is about and everything that's happening in the nation. Purposefully, I really don't listen to too much news, simply because of the fact that I realize the news is written with a bias already within it. And they either give you enough or just enough or not enough. And so I personally don't have an amazing trust for news reviews within any radio station, for that fact. But in our relationship as a companion and a person who is adding value from both sides, you as a listener are adding value by listening. You as a listener are adding value by supporting. You as a listener are adding value by supporting financially and blessing to keep the radio station going. And you are being empowered. So you're being empowered so that you could reach others, so that you can touch others' lives, and in so doing be able to share and get other people to tune in and listen to the programs and to the program that you're enjoying. So there's a sharing that takes place within companionship. There's a commonality of mutuality. It's mutually good for me and it's mutually good for you. I'm, as a presenter, part of the process. So my why is I have a voice. My archetype is that I am a teacher. Some people have said I'm a sage, but that's what other people say, and that to me, I don't really allow myself to be defined too much by what other people say I am or who I am. But I do have a teacher kind of archetype or caricature. I'm there as an empowerer. I'm there as an enlightener, an encourager. And I do hope that I'm keeping my part of the bargain and that I'm fulfilling my role and my function. Your role is not just quietly a listener. Your role is one of a person who will absorb, who will integrate, and who will weave the information that you learn and that you want to apply into your life, the stuff that you believe you don't need, just you don't need it. It's as simple as that. We don't care too much about that reality. And we just are aware of the fact that here we are in a world where we are adding value to each other's lives. And then you now meet people during the day and you can be empowered. You can share some of the quotes that you hear or some of the nuggets that you've experienced in the programs. And we've gone through a vast amount in the past presentations that we've done. Our journey was based on a road that had a few steps to it. So if you can imagine, there's a few steps that you step up, and we called those steps our entry level into walking onto this road called companionship. So we said we were created, first of all, within the basis of I'm created to be in relationship with, in relationship to, and in relationship for. And then we learned that there is a mutual attraction. So we mutually attract each other, basically because of what we're interested in, basically also because of our values. So you are part of the process because the programs are adding to your personal values. And there's a mutual attraction. There's also the pizzazz of personality and ego that comes into it as well. And then we start off as acquaintances, and then we journey onwards, and we have our interest awakened. We then are constantly double-checking that every program we're listening to, we always align it with our values, and we make sure that whatever happens, that we are parallel to the program, and the program is parallel to us. And then we move into a time of self-permission giving, where we give ourselves and we create an agreement to go, this will be great if this relationship could go further. The context is really who, what, when, where, and how. And we've lived within that context. We've discovered that the doorway or the archway of relationship has got two pillars to it. The one pillar is time, so we meet every time, on the same channel. And then there's effort. Effort means I have to make the effort to tune in. I have to make the effort to be able to dial up onto the radio to get into the waveband length, so that I could hear the program being transmitted. So there's a time and an effort. And no relationship works without those two as two critical prerequisites in our relationship of companionship. Then there's an archway, and there's a couple of stones that are built in the form of an arch. And in medieval times, they didn't have cement. They used to crush sea shells and mix them with some sand and water, and that became a type of cement, and it began to evolve as civilization evolved. There was one stone that we spoke about. If we're going to have a relationship or companionship, we need to listen to understand. We understand that. We also learnt that we need to be open for self-learning, that the purpose of this relationship is not for me just to listen and absorb, but it's for me to learn and grow. And then another stone that we reminded each other of was that of encouragement and empowerment. How are you doing on that? And then another stone called intentionality. Intentionality is about I'm doing it with a reason and a purpose. And then there's another stone called we need to provoke each other or to challenge each other. And we do hope that in the program so far, you've been provoked and challenged to do good works and to become amazing at who you are. The other stones included exploration. Let's explore together. Let's explore a subject together. Let's explore something that we're interested in together and unpack it and learn from it. Then we learned that there was another stone called this relationship needs to have a purpose, it has to have a reason, and the reason unfolds. So it starts off as an acquaintance, and then it unfolds into becoming far more than an acquaintance. And then there's the stone called inspiration, where we inspire each other, and I do hope that you've been inspired by this program and by our laughter, as Rafilwe and I have enjoyed each other's company on air and have enjoyed your company. And then there's fun, and we do hope that we've had enough fun not to make it a boring relationship. And the other stone was a growth mindset, a mindset that says, let's grow together. But the stone that holds it all together is the middle one, which is called love. And there we learnt that the whole reality of any relationship needs to be bounded in love. And we grow from friendship love to eros love, which is physical love, and then there's storge, which is like family type love, and then there is agape, which is a love that has no end to it and that trusts. So that's amazing. And then we realize that in this relationship, we need to create a safe space where both of us can commune together. And that it is for this commitment that we are fully aware and fully committed to and with and for, and that we journey together. And as we journey, we also evaluate how we're doing, what are we learning, what things are happening, what are not happening, what do we want to have to happen in this relationship, and that there's a momentum and a pacing and a timing at which things take place. And at times we see each other regularly, and at times we are irregular. But the fact is that we also know that there is an exit door, which we can exit at any time. We are reminded that Yeshua, Jesus, said to his disciples, when a whole lot of people left him, that he turned to his disciples and he said to them, you also can go if you want to. You don't have to stay. There's nothing compelling or I've got no demands on you that you have to stay. There's no manipulation around here. And so we discovered that sometimes we have to exit relationships. We must exit relationships with people who we learnt about are called fools. And then we stay with people that we agree with, and that we can also learn to stay with people that we disagree with. And that's maturity. That's the ability to be able to go, I don't always believe what you believe, and I don't always value what you value. But you know what? You are important enough for me to be able to continue a journey of relationship with. So I do hope this little bit of a summary brings us, as we look back over the past, how we've covered each of these items that I've mentioned, and that it's added value to you as a listener. So, Rafinha, what were two things that you remember and recall when you think back? What were two memories that kind of hold dear to you in terms of adventures in relationship?
When we dealt with the issue of intimacy.
Okay.
Yeah, that really like made me realize that what I thought as intimacy isn't really, you know, what intimacy is all about. That intimacy is deeper than that.
Mm-hmm.
And that intimacy is actually quite beneficial for any kind of relationship.
Yeah.
So that's one of the giveaways. And then the other one, I think we were talking about the pillars. I think it's one of the first sessions that we did when we were talking, the pillars. This was also time.
And effort.
And effort, yeah. So those, that's also one of my takeaways.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm wondering how the listeners, and if you would like to respond either on Facebook or however you respond in terms of social media with the radio station, I do want to encourage you to let us know what has been your takeaway so far. If you have listened with reflection, and you've listened with open-mindedness, and you've been influenced, please just pop us a little line to encourage us so that we know, what did I learn? What is my takeaway so far? How has this program impacted and influenced me in terms of my relationships?
Yeah.
And hopefully my relationship with myself, my relationship with my Creator, and my relationship with others, which are, and the relationship with my world itself, the cosmos, the whole world itself.
Yeah, yeah.
That I need to be able to look after it, that I don't turn every place that I visit into a rubbish dump. And that I make sure that there's a rule in hiking. My wife and I love hiking, and there's a rule in hiking that says whatever is in your bags must stay in your bag. So if you've got sweets or whatever, you don't throw the sweet paper packet away. You make sure that paper packet goes with you back in your bag, and you exit the hike having everything. All the rubbish goes into the bag as well. So you don't leave nothing behind. You just leave your footprint. And I do hope that we've left some amazing footprints in your life. And I'm looking forward to the next two sessions where we'll be looking at how do we sustain ourselves with habits and rituals, and then how did Jesus do when it came to relationships with his intimate team called disciples. So we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much, family, for tuning in. Stay tuned to the next episode with you every Monday morning from 5:30.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564, or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters, and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.